And with the third pick, I made the earth sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. You are not being fooled right now by what you are watching on your YouTube screen. You're not being fooled by what you're listening to on your iPod or your iPhone. We're back. The Third Pick Podcast, episode 38. You guys, Scott and Mariano, we are here. And we're here to talk about, unfortunately, Chicago Bulls basketball.
God damn it, man.
I watched a Bulls game front to back last night for the first time in weeks.
Yeah, you're a brave
guy. And I must say, what an experience. And I don't mean that in a good way. It's very frustrating to watch. Yeah. which I think is the best description of Chicago sports right now. Like, and it's funny when the most entertaining and promising team in the city currently has 10 losses, and that's the Chicago Bears. And it's only promising because for the first time in my history as a Bears fan, we have a quarterback who's looking good and is exceeding, and they're scoring 30 points a game. Now they are losing because the defense is terrible. And the good defenders that you had are injured, and you have one of the worst offensive lines, maybe the worst receiving core in football. But they're entertaining, and we know that they're going to have a plethora of draft picks, and they've got the most cap room in the NFL coming this upcoming season. So there's better days ahead.
Absolutely. And your boy, I feel comfortable saying this because Michigan.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because Michigan's been winning.
Yeah, no, Michigan, Michigan, not just winning. We whooped Ohio State. 2 years in a row, ass whoopings, not just wins, ass whoopings. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel comfortable. All jokes aside, I do feel comfortable saying that Justin Fields is he's him. He's the guy. Like, you know, it's a lot of people had questions about him coming out of college because he come from that school, and you know, obviously
the quarterbacks
that come out of there, they're always like the Heisman candidates and talked about. They're gonna do big things in the league, and they usually don't pan out. This dude is doing this shit with nobody, bro. Like, I mean, you just got to call it what it is. I don't give a fuck if you hate the Chicago Bears, if you hate him. You got to call it what it is as a fan of the game. He's doing things that's like, bro, he should not be doing. Drop back, 3-4 yards and then run that shit for 76 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, man.
I seen him do that shit so many times this season. I'm like, bro.
Like, he's the first person in NFL history to have 5 like rushing touchdowns, 50 yards. Like, it's insane. And then
this dude,
the thing
is
that's like
real,
going on the radar. He's throwing a football.
He's not just throwing it. He's throwing like 40-yard dots, like
bro,
putting that shit in
bombs
the
on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, listen, bro. That I feel comfortable saying that he's real, bro. Like he is real. I
feel good about that.
So shout out to him.
Like,
I'm
we have
him,
that,
bro.
But if you look at the other teams in the city, you got the White Sox who are have a $190 million budget, which is laughable. When you see
that little
Aaron
laugh
Judge
you did was very telling.
Yes, it shows you how fed up I am. When you have Aaron Judge, who made $360 million himself this weekend,
if you're
a Cub fan, that Xander Bogaerts deal last night messed the market up, because now if you want Carlos Correa, you're going to have to pay the fine. So is it gonna be overpay? Yes, it's gonna be a massive overpay.
But I just started playing MLB the Show like last week.
Oh, you'll learn to play all. You'll know the players by the end.
I was just about to say, like, this is kind of like my introduction into really knowing these niggas, because I used to hear a lot of people say that they learned about the football players through Madden, and because I've been a football fan my whole life, I used to be like, what? Like through the game. But now I'm looking at baseball shit, and I'm like, oh yeah, this makes sense, because I'm not a super baseball nigga like that. I watch it in the playoffs, but I want to get into it. I really do want to get into it.
You're majority of the country. I'm in the minority of people who watch all these games.
I know like 3 niggas, bro. Like by name, I know four. I know Mookie Betts. I know Justin Verlander.
Okay.
I know Tim Anderson, and I know and Aaron Judge, because he's cool. Like, these niggas is cool. You know what I mean? Like, these niggas is all cool, bro. So,
you named all the black players outside of Justin Verlander. That's because Verlander played in Detroit. That's why.
That's it. That's the only reason. That's the only reason I know.
And it's like, MLB the Show is the reason I know what kind of pitches get thrown. Like, okay. I'm like, oh, no, that's a slider. Like, so, yeah. By at least by August, you'll know enough players.
Enough niggas to be like, oh, that's homie. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got the Cubs who are trying to figure out if they're serious about winning. Yeah. You got the Blackhawks who are just rebuilding. And now we get to our beloved, Chicago Bulls, who, as of right now, we're 23 games into the season. The Chicago Bulls are currently, actually 24 games into the season. They're 10-14. They won last night by the skin of their teeth, and they did everything in their power to lose that game to a Washington Wizards team that does not have Bradley Beal, and there's a couple other guys who ain't playing either. Disgusting. They are 4-6 in their last 10. They are as mediocre as you can get. 6-5 at the crib, 4-9 on the road, and they have a number 28 ranked offense with Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and Nikola Vucevic.
Yeah.
And you have a 28th ranked offense. So my question for you, sir, I'm going to give you the mic first because I just got done doing my show, and I'm going to sound like Doc Rivers if I don't stop talking for a minute. What do you feel about this team and what their main problem is 24 games into this campaign?
Man, you know what? When you say that, right, when you phrase it that way, like, how do I feel? It's hard for me to give a fuck when they looking like this, dog. Like, it really is, because you mentioned that, right? We won by the skin of our teeth against that Washington team who we are still behind in the rankings. In the standings, right? So we're number 12, they're number 11. So, like, just when you want to celebrate that Bulls win, you might want to relax a little bit, because it's not really a win. It's like, yeah, you needed that. You kind of needed that just to be, you know, in the discussion of maybe being 11th one of these days. Yeah. So the way I feel about this team is like, I don't really have any feel. Like, I don't know. I saw a tweet, right? I saw a tweet where somebody said the Bulls have, you know, good coaching, they have a good roster, but they have no chance. And I don't know if I've seen anything more true than that, like more accurate than that, because that's how it feels. If you would have ran down the list of the players before that game on both sides, I would have told you that the team with Zach LaVine and DeMar and Vucevic and everybody else is going to win this game by 15 points. Yeah. No, not only did they not win by 15 points, they almost lost and they're still behind. Like I said, you know, to start this whole shit off. So the way I feel about it is just kind of like, God damn, bro. Like, just when I started to get excited about the direction that we're heading in, which we'll talk about that later. It's hard for me to give a fuck, dog, for real. Cause it's like, I'm looking at this team and I'm like, y'all don't look like the niggas I thought y'all was going to be, dog.
Yeah.
Y'all really don't. So my feelings is kind of like, whatever. It's really like, it is what it is. It's one of those things. It is what it is. Basically,
I think that's the best way to describe what we are witnessing from this Chicago Bull team. And the reason why I'm not frustrated, the reason why I'm not mad, is because we are a sensible podcast here, people.
Yeah,
we told y'all, what time it was weeks ago when we did our season preview pod. We was like, yo, at the best. If everything went right, this is a number 6 seed team.
Absolutely.
If everything goes
which right, means if one thing goes wrong, you're 14.
You right? Have what you do right now. Now, here's the thing. Like, my personal feelings is different than what I think the problem with the team is. My personal feelings is Chicago sports have beaten me into submission, and none of these teams will get any rise out of me. And y'all know how I used to act on NFL Sundays. Now, the reason the Bears don't get a rise out of me is because I cover them, and I'm around the team, and like, a part of that fandom is a little bit gone, because it's saying at the end of the day, it's work for me sometimes too.
Yeah.
But with the Bulls and the White Sox, they're part of that group. You can't anger me anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm able to tell the reality of the situation and what it is. Now, the thing that is the biggest problem, and one thing with sports in general, fans always need a scapegoat, somebody to blame. And that scapegoat in this situation here is our coach, Mr. Billy Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I am not absolving Billy from this mess by any means. He deserves a little bit of the blame.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot of Bulls fans get upset when he got an extension. I have two questions for you. One, he has done pretty good in his time here as a coach. Number two, if you get rid of him, who are you replacing him with? You think the Bulls gonna take on that PR firestorm of hiring Ime Udoka? Let's be real here.
Hey,
that's real. I don't think that they've even hired a nigga coach in the town. Who's been the only black coach? Bill Cartwright for like 20 for like 30 games.
I was just about to say for a handful of games, and
they don't hire black coaches here, so like that wasn't gonna happen. So, and the thing about this that they've preached stability, so why wouldn't they keep their coach? The thing here, the problem, 85% of the problem is roster construction. You know, we all said that there wasn't a move out there that was gonna take this team to immediate contenders because it's a superstar-driven league. If you ain't got a superstar, you're not winning a championship. It's just that simple. The last team to win a championship in the NBA that didn't have a superstar on the team was the 2004 Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, and that's
almost 20 years ago.
Many moons ago, bro. Yeah.
Almost 20 years ago. In June, that'll be officially 19 years ago. So that era is long gone.
Yes.
But also, something that I feel like we need to be putting more shine on, the players got to play better.
Yeah. Yes.
I need more from the big three. I need more from what I'm getting from Zach LaVine. I need more from what I'm getting than what I'm getting from DeMar DeRozan. Even though Vooch is playing a little better than he did last year, that's still a very low bar. I need more from what I'm seeing from Nikola Vucevic. Last night's game against the Washington Wizards is the type of offensive production that I need to be seeing from this Bulls team and their big three more often. Zach had 25.
Yep.
Vooch had 25. DeRozan had 27. Yep. And then the way they were sharing the ball in the fourth quarter. Now, the reason the game was so close because they were turning the ball over. But offensively.
Man, don't even get me started on that shit, though.
offensively, the things that they were doing, and it didn't feel like, they were sharing the ball equally.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see that on a more consistent basis because if you look at the standings, and I think the biggest thing, if you want to be optimistic about the Bulls, and I'm not going to be optimistic about them because I believe when a team shows you who they are, you believe them. Yeah. They got one more month to show me officially who they are. Because once you come to Dr. King Day, everybody talks about All-Star break. All-Star break is not the halfway point. After the All-Star game, you got like 25 games left.
That's the home stretch. Yeah.
So we're at 24 games in now. So a month from now, when Dr. King Day is, we'll be like at the 50-game mark.
Yeah.
That's when you know who. That's the official mark. So they got a month to get their stuff together. So if you want to be optimistic, I'm going to paint an optimistic picture for you. Right now, they're 10-14. They're in the 12th spot. They are a half game out of the final play-in spot. They are, they are three games out of fourth seed. That's not insurmountable. And if you look at all the teams in front of them, Wizards, Heat, Knicks, Philly, Toronto, Indiana, Atlanta, and Brooklyn. Philly's the only team, Philly and Toronto are probably the only two teams in there that you have for sure that I know will probably be ahead of them. Brooklyn, we can't count on them.
They're getting
in a little groove right now, but you can't count on them. Yeah. Indiana's going to fall off. You know, their rookie is playing amazing. He's
yeah.
You know, Philly will get back on track once Harden and Maxey get back in the lineup.
Yeah.
We all know how the Knicks get down.
Yeah.
I think the Heat will get together a little bit too. Washington's not going to do it. So there's still an opportunity for the Bulls to get there if you want to be, optimistic. The fact of the matter is this, and the same thing I said about the Lakers on the podcast, roster construction don't go nowhere. These niggas still can't shoot. So you're going to need the big three to play at a healthy, productive level for you to win games. And they're in the quote-unquote soft part of their schedule right now because they did have the hardest schedule in the NBA these first 24 games. So now they have the second easiest schedule in the NBA for the rest of the season. The reason I say so-called easy schedule, because the Bulls are a mid, so you don't really have an easy schedule.
Yeah, it's easy mediocre for a good team. It's not easy for a team that's playing like some ass. Like, you can't – okay, call so it nothing easy.
Let's look at the rest of the month. They got Luka coming to the crib on Saturday.
Oh, boy. Luka, listen, and to all you niggas out there that want to keep denying Luka just because whatever, dog, you can keep lying to yourself all you want to, but that motherfucker exists. He's real.
And so, not just Luka. Tim Hardaway been on a little bender this week. They got a good team. So you got a game against them. Then you got on the road against Atlanta. DeJounte Murray will not.
Matchup,
it's always a weird matchup when you play
them. I hate that matchup so much, dog. Like, it be niggas going off who not supposed to go off. Like, it'd be so crazy, dog.
Even without DeJounte,
go out there and all that. Like, last season, he had a game. I was like, bro, you serious?
Bogdanovich, thank God he's not there anymore.
For sure.
DeJounte Murray will not be playing. He's out 2 weeks. John Collins is out.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hunter is out.
And we all know about should win that game. I'm saying, we should.
Yeah, but it's like, and we even know like the stuff that's going on with Trey and Nate McMillan. Yeah. And they just got absolutely waxed by the Knicks last night.
Yeah.
So they should win the game. This is the Bulls.
Yeah, but that's all the Hawks need is some adversity and to take it out on the Bulls.
And they take it out on the Bulls.
Yeah.
So you got that. Then you got 2 straight games with the Knicks at home.
I don't like it. We're going to split that. I guarantee that.
At home.
Yeah.
On the road against Minnesota, no Anthony Towns. On the road against Miami. On the road against Atlanta. On the road against the Knicks. And you close out the month with Houston, Milwaukee, Detroit, Cleveland. So that's if you want to be optimistic, I'm going to call this episode if you want to be optimistic because I'm not. If you want to be optimistic, that's your path to getting back into good basketball. I personally think the same team we've seen so far in this season. I just think that's just who they are.
Let me ask you this, though, right? Like, just looking at that, looking at from the 10th all the way up until December 31st, right? Mm. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's 12 games, right?
Yeah.
Of those 12, we keep doing this like the Eric should. How many games in there do you think we should win versus how many do you think we will actually win?
Let me pull the schedule back
up. Because I'm looking at it, and I have a number right now. And okay. I
got it right now. Okay, the games they should win. Let me see.
Yeah.
1, 2. 3, 4. It's probably about 7 games they should win.
Yes. That's my number exactly.
And there's like 3 or 4 toss-ups.
That's my number exactly. Yeah.
And you got the 2 legitimately hard games, Milwaukee and Cleveland. And I'm gonna put Dallas in the hard games too, because Luka is
same. No. So that's how I know that we're not bugging, because that's the same exact number that I have, because I feel like we're gonna split with the Knicks.
So out of the 12 games, I'll say 7 you're supposed to win.
7 we should win. So all you Bulls fans listening out there, 7 we should win. Which means that they will probably win like 5. So I don't
exactly.
I mean, it's just the
way it's probably gonna be a 5 and 6 record. Let's
you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna fuck around and beat one of the teams we think they're gonna lose to, and lose
they
to one of the teams
Dallas
I think that we should
Saturday.
Beat Dallas on Saturday.
We get a back to back against Atlanta.
Oh, we finna get 8. Yeah, and it's gonna be something different. So like, yeah, they I don't know, man.
In the words of one Joseph Budden, you can't fool a real nigga.
You can fool them.
We are not falling for it, man. So
no, hell no.
I'm just not. I'm gonna give them a month before I officially get off the train. They've got a month.
Yeah. They definitely got another month before I don't give a fuck. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like I'm 1 foot out the door with it. Like, okay, you sure? So yeah, we'll see.
They got a month to shut me up.
Yeah.
I don't think they will do that. Well, they've got them up. Now, here's the big question. We go on to our next topic.
Okay.
That has been making the rounds in NBA media. One, the little funny thing that what Woj said, well, the Bulls are a team you got to watch at the deadline. They're going to pack it in. Let's be real. Let's keep it all the way real. This team is not bad in the middle of the road to the point where they're not just going to completely burn out. Unless there's a serious injury, this team is going to be competitive. And you know, the little funny, Rob Pelinka's been calling the Bulls. Yeah, just because he's calling don't mean the AK is not hanging up. Like, if you're going
to there's mad niggas out there DMing IG models that ain't getting replies. Like, you can't just say, like, oh, he's been hitting
I
her
can
up.
DM cool. Rihanna right now.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
don't mean you're not even going to look at
that's
it.
That's cool. You're getting your shots up. Cool, bro. Good
and
job.
That means nothing. Let's just play devil's advocate. Let's say you did trade Vooch and DeMar DeLegas. You think Anthony Davis not coming back in that deal? Right. You think niggas taking Russell Westbrook and them little little crappy picks you got? No,
it's no way.
So here, and so everybody's like the Bulls should turn it down. The Bulls should tear it down. I've had these conversations with a lot of my friends. Shout out my homie Dante. Of course, y'all know Dante. Bald on like co-host,
shout
president
Dante.
Of Barber's Chair. And then my homie Mikey. Y'all know Mikey's co-host of the He On podcast. And we had a debate about it this morning. Both of them was like, tear down. And this is why I say no. The Bulls do have to pick a direction. But this is why I say don't tear it down. One, we've seen that story. This team was legitimately terrible for 5 seasons. And what was their reward? three straight number seven picks that netted you Lauri Markkanen, who is now in Utah hooping, was letting land you Wendell Carter, who's now in Orlando doing pretty good, and then Coby White, who's a waste of space. And we and this was doing the Zion tank, the Luka Trey tank, and we had worse records than the Mavericks, than the Hawks, and the Pelicans, and we got none of them with the way that the new draft lottery rules are set. And what makes me not want to do it, outside of not wanting to watch rebuilding basketball, because there's two sports where watching the rebuilding team is just the worst thing you can ever do. It's NBA and MLB, because there's just so many games. At least watching the rebuilding team with NFL, you know, they can be competitive because it's football any given Sunday, and it's only 17 games.
Yeah, yeah, and it's fun. You got a week until the next game. It's like, fuck it, bro.
Yeah, it's football. So I'll bite. Fuck it. When you got a bad team in baseball, and basketball, you got to watch these niggas three. You watch these niggas three, four.
Yeah, it's over with. That's you asking a lot.
And the baseball is 5 to 6 times a week. They play every day
for like 4 hours, nigga. Too like no. 4 hours.
It's exhausting. So outside of not wanting to see that, this is the kicker. There's a 48% chance that they won't even own their draft pick in the first round because of the Vooch trade. So let's just say you want to get into the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes. Knowing the Bulls' luck, you tank and you land at 5. So now you didn't tank. You didn't got rid of your good players, and the number 5 draft pick is going to Orlando.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much of risk. Too much risk. So I think that AK and Mark Eversley, who are paid a lot of money, need to make it right. Go out there, make some deals to get some shooters, get some wings. You know, so many teams are going to be selling the deadline because everybody wants to get in the Vic sweepstakes. Do that. Fix it. You made this mess. Fix it. That's how I feel about it.
No. I'm with that. And I feel like in that instance, I think two things can be true. Because when they say tear it down, I think it's because, like, as Bulls fans, we're conditioned to look at what's going on and say, like, oh, this shit is going to crash and burn at some point. We should get what we can get right now. But the thing about that is, like you said, which is, I think, more important, the unknown. Like, we know what we have right now. We just know that this shit need to get better. I don't want to go into the unknown again because, like, we might not end up with a high draft pick. Like, we might not end up owning that pick. So, I don't know. I don't want to tear what we have down and then be, you know, what's the Wolverine
even
mean?
If you bet,
you holding the picture and you like, damn, man, I wish we had this shit back now. Like,
even if you bet with the new lottery rules, that don't even mean you're gonna get a top 4 pick.
And I mean, the thing is, bro, you gotta think, like, we you can't just keep flying that close to the sun. They gave us Michael Jordan. Like, we can't just,
and they gave us Derrick Rose.
They gave us D Rose. Like, we gotta slow down a little bit and said, okay, we ain't getting Vic 2 now. Come on now. Let's relax. But you know, I feel like the direction of this team right now is put the pressure on the GM and the ownership to make the team better. Like you said, like, let's stop doing this gracefully bowing out shit and just being like, oh, well, all shucks, guys. Well, we'll try again next year. No, like, that's not my money. I don't give a fuck about where that money go. Like, go spend that money. Go do your job,
Fans have an obsession with rebuilds and draft picks. I just will never understand.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's because they want to be a part of something that they called. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to be a part of something that's like, y'all niggas wasn't around when we was watching this nigga and that, you know, like Golden State Warriors fans, right? Like, they deserve all of the success that they've gotten because they were there through the fucking, you know what I'm saying? Kalina Azubuki and fucking, you know what I'm saying? These type of niggas and Beardrins and whoever. They was there for that. They stuck it out. And they was like, yo, y'all wasn't with me when we had them. So, I mean, I understand it. I just don't want that for me again because I don't want to watch a bunch of niggas running around who I don't know who they are and I don't know what's going on. Like, I like having DeMar DeRozan on my team. I think every other team in the league would love to have a DeMar DeRozan, but we got him. I would love Zach LaVine. Vooch, I like him. I don't love him. I like him.
I like him. I love, like, it's the thing with this, like, yes, they're mediocre. Yes, the middle road. But I still would rather have I would rather stay the course of what the plan is right now. Add some shooters. Add a couple bench pieces to make Vooch, Zach, and DeMar's job easy. And I'm going to give Zach a little bit of grace because he's not healthy, bro. If you have any eyes, the lift isn't there.
Yeah.
He's not moving as fast. He's not cutting the same. So the injury's still there. But it's not like they need a massive overhaul to be competitive.
Yeah.
Trade for a couple shooters. They're going to be available.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not that much that needs to be done.
Like,
it's
after really Christmas is when you're really when you start seeing moves happen. So they're going to be available. So it's like, I would prefer to have that. And then when DeMar and Vooch come, Vooch is going to be off the books next year. DeMar's going to be off the books like a year after that. You've got your guy in Zach. Pounce on one of these next free agents. I know it's not, you know, the sexy move, but restart. We drafted it, and we don't even know even when the Bulls own a draft pick next year. We don't even. There's no talk about a stud in high school right now who's going to be that guy next year.
Right.
So it's just way too much for risk, man. And
yeah. I'm definitely not with that. I'm definitely not with like just tear it down and we'll see what happens. Like I'm cool on that shit. If they tear it down now, I don't know if I'm sticking around for that one. Like, I don't know about that, my boy.
I won't be watching. This thing about my sports things. I'm sure you agree with me on this. I'll always be a fan. But that doesn't mean I have to watch.
Yeah, you know, for sure. Yeah, I'll fuck with
I will always be. The Bulls are a month away from me tuning out. Just paying attention enough for me to do this podcast.
Right. Just enough to be like, all right, yeah, well, I've seen that and this happened. So, yeah, hey, hooray, good job.
I'm at the point in my sports fandom, even with teams that I'm not a fan of, I'm not watching a boring game. You think I'm taking three, four hours out of my day tonight to watch Rams Raiders?
Oh, no.
Especially after
they just signed Baker Mayfield. Like,
yeah, with no Matthews. And Baker not even playing because he just
it's over with.
You think I'm watching that? No. I'm going to be watching King of Queens. Okay, that's what we watch tonight, ladies.
That ass though, bro. Like that Seinfeld. I'm watching something, dog. Like I'm watching something more entertaining than that.
Getting
like,
ready for my weekend. Way. So that's just really where, and I think AK and Mark, this is their first adversity. They've been praised. They've been lauded. Oh, they're changing the coach. We've praised them on this podcast. I'm not gonna sit up here and act like we don't. And I'm not. I haven't given up on AK and Mark.
Oh no, not at all.
The way they've changed stuff and the quick time they've been in has been amazing. But I'm going to do the Michael Irvin. Nobody believes in you. What are you prepared to do?
Bro, listen, the fact that we even have expectations, number one, is a credit to them. The fact that we're looking at, hey, we need to do XYZ to make this team more, is a credit to them. We're not sitting here looking like, well, what are we going to do? Like, we need to figure out how to have a viable basketball team. Like, no, we hit a rough patch. It happens in friendships, relationships, business, and sports. Nobody's immune to that shit. It's a rough patch. The way they come out of, now, if they stay in this rough patch and they come out on the other side of this worse, then we need to start having a conversation. But I'm not going to preemptively smoke them and just say, like, oh, it's over with, tank, you know, do this. I think that's just a product of, like, the PTSD that we've dealt with from the past, right? Like, the old regimes where it's like, look, tank right now. Get what you can get because we know we ain't doing shit in free agency or at the deadline. This new regime, they got to respond now. We just got to see how they respond.
I will say this. I don't think trading a Vooch and a DeMar, one or both, is a tank. If they say, yo, we've got Zach, he's our franchise, we're just going to retool a little bit and collect some draft picks use them draft picks to try to get something back for Zach, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, I listen to that. I entertain that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But if you're talking about it, it has to be
a smart deal.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. And again, like, a credit to them is that I trust them to make a smart deal until they show me that they don't. You know what I mean? Like, even the deals that they made up to this point have been smart deals. Whether they pan out or not, the deal was smart. At the time that they did it, was it a dumb deal? Did it make sense? The shit's been making sense. Now, like I said, whether they pan out or not, that's whatever, right? Like, it's a results-based thing, right? Sports is all results-based. If you put the shot up from half court and you miss it, you're the dumbest motherfucker on earth. If you make it, you're the best. So it's like, it is what it is. The same thing with trades and signing people. So, again, the way that they respond to this will tell me everything I need to know. But right now, I'm not going to just smoke them and be like, oh, it's over with. Like, nah, I'm not doing it. This ain't Gar Pax. So, nah.
It's not Gar Pax. And also, we also got to know that they preached what's the word I'm looking for? Continuity. So it's like, I really think they're going to, I think this next month is going to speak volumes, bro. Yeah. I think this next month is going to speak volumes because by the time the Dr. King day, you're going to know what kind of team you're going to have. And then AK and Mark will have a sizable amount of games to be like, okay, this isn't working. We need to go ahead and do this.
Exactly. Yes. The same way we waiting on this next month, they are too. Exactly. They're looking at the same thing we looking at and they being like, okay, well, shit. Is there a deal? Has somebody called us
and said, hey, we'll give you this for Vooch. Think about it, sit on it, sleep on it. You know what I mean? And we like, okay, you know what? This makes sense now. Let's go ahead and push the button on this. So, I mean, you know, like I said, we'll see. I trust them until they give me a reason not to.
Yeah, that's why I'm at with them. And it's like, and the transaction period in the NBA don't really start till January. Like, you don't see trades and things like that before January. And I do think it'll be a very active trade deadline because there's going to be a lot of teams. It's going to be tanking. There's going to be a lot of teams like, nigga, we trying to get Vic. So, that's just something that I feel like this next month is very key. The Bulls, everybody should pay attention to, man. So, let's go to our next thing we're gonna talk about, man. It's about one Patrick Williams. I'm just gonna lead y'all read off numbers for y'all before we get into this question that my co-host put on this rundown. I'm glad you did because I didn't think about this nigga when I put the rundown together, which does
there's a reason for that.
I think this is the last 10 games. I think it was. Let's see if my math is off. About 10, 11 games. Mm-hmm. Last night he had 11 points, 3 rebounds, 5 8 shooting. For that, 10 points, 7, 2, 5, 11, 11, 17, 12, 5. He's averaging 9.2 points, 4 rebounds, not even one assist on 45% shooting from the field. Now, this is a guy you drafted in the second round. Those are solid numbers for a nigga you drafted in the second round. These are not solid numbers for number 4 overall draft pick. So, my question, which really your question, but I just add a little spice to it, is Patrick Williams a bust?
Before I answer that question, let me also read off some numbers, right?
I always love more numbers. Cool, cores like cold hard facts for y'all.
9.2 points a game, 4 total rebounds a game, and 1 assist a game, right? That sounds very familiar. That sounds like just what you read off, right?
Yeah.
Those numbers are his college numbers. So the numbers that you just read off are exactly what his numbers were in college.
Very interesting.
It's the same thing.
Very interesting.
So when you ask the question about whether he's a bust or not, if he's not a bust, he's looking a little bustish because
he's approaching bust avenue.
9 points, 9.2 to be exact, is exactly what he averaged in college. The 4 rebounds and the 1 assist. It's the same numbers that he has right now at the next level. And yes, he's had games where he scored more than 9 points. Like, yes, right? But it's an average. It works out. Some games he scored 2. Some games he scored 4. Some games he scored 11. It's just the way that the numbers work, right? I think that he's, you know, whether or not you want to call him a bust, if you want to be that harsh about it, I think now he's safely out of what can he be territory. Now I feel like he's in it is what it is territory.
Yeah,
the same as Kobe White. I'm not saying like he's like Kobe White, but I just mean like when we talk about the inconsistencies and we ask ourselves, what can he be? Can he be this or that? Yes, he can be this or that. It just depends on what night it is. And that's not good enough. It's just not. I mean, it is what it is. Inconsistent, you know, it that's the best way to describe him is inconsistent. It's just what it is. Something he might give you 20, might give you 2. But he's going to, you know, if he's out there, it's just like you just don't know. And I don't think that that's a guy who, you know, this many years in the league, albeit, you know, injuries and things like that. Cool, that's fine. But when he's on the court, what is he doing? And he's doing the same thing he did in college. Literally the same thing.
And this down is why to the I'm numbers, gonna,
though, I mean.
This is why I'm going to take a different direction, in my opinion. And this is just kind of what we're talking about with AK and Mark. Yes. We, you know, you say we're going to trust them so they give us a reason not to. This is a reason not to. this is their first draft pick. Yeah, this is their first draft pick.
Yeah.
And it ain't looking good. Their second draft pick, Mr. Dalen Terry, can't even scratch the floor.
Man, yeah, we talked about him before the season started. And I had, I don't want to say like high expectations, but we talked about it. And I was just asking, like, what could he give us? Could he give us, and he, you know, damn.
With as mediocre as his bench is. And with injuries, by the way. Dragic missed a couple games. Drummond missed a couple games. Javante's out right now. He can't scratch the rotation. So if you're looking for question marks or chinks in the AKME armor, we've got the non-activity they had this offseason. And their first two draft picks ain't showing nothing. One literally not showing nothing because he can't crack the rotation.
Because he can't,
Those are three things where your antenna's like, So if there's anything that you're looking for to justify your anger, those are three things. So
that means that we shouldn't be looking for deals that involve draft picks. We need to be looking at players like right now. Like fuck the draft.
But you have a bigger problem if you can't draft.
Absolutely.
One thing I will give John Paxson. This is the only time you'll see me give John Paxson anything. Nick had a good draft track record.
Yeah.
Got a pretty good draft record. Now, surrounding those draft picks and
that's signing a different
free
story.
Agents was his problem.
Yeah.
But he drafted some pretty good players in his time.
Yeah.
Drafted them. Now, Derrick Rose obviously was a no-brainer pick. But you drafted Jimmy Butler.
But exactly.
You drafted Luol Deng. Kirk Heinrich was a good player. You drafted.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Maybe I'm one of those like irrational niggas. I love Kirk Heinrich, and not in an ironic way, not in like a funny, oh yeah, Captain Kirk. Like, no, like, ah, fuck with Kirk Heinrich.
My beef with Kirk Heinrich has nothing to do with Kirk Heinrich. My beef with Kirk Heinrich is he's not Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, and that's fair.
That's
absolutely fair. 1,000%.
Individually, I have no problem with Kirk Heinrich. He was a very, not very, but he was a really solid point guard. He was a solid starting point guard. He had a good career with the Bulls. My only issue with him was that they refused to trade up and give up Donyell Marshall to get Dwayne Wade.
So I had a
bad taste in my mouth before he hit the court. But my point is, if there's anything I'll give Gar Paxson, they drafted well.
Yeah.
They drafted really well. If you can't have a front office that don't draft well, especially when the Bulls don't attract free agents. DeMar DeRozan was the first free agent, and technically that was a trade.
Yeah, right.
That is something that is questionable. So, yes, I think that, you know, I mean, he's not a bust yet, but he's in the bust red zone.
He's definitely Hank Hill. What a nigga say, I'm about to bust. Like, I'm going to bust. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's looking kind of, I don't know. Like I said, if you want to be harsh and just call him a bust flat out, I won't argue with you. But, you know. It ain't looking good for him, I'll tell you that. And I'm officially done with the we gotta see what he could. But if you gotta say that too many times about a nigga, bro, it ain't nothing to see. I'm gonna just keep it 100 with you.
It's like, just, man.
If your favorite, put it like this, if a rapper came out and dropped 2-3 projects and you was like, I mean, we'll see what happened with the next one. It probably ain't gonna happen, my nigga.
It is what it is, man. Yeah, people are what you are, with what they are. It's like if a person keeps I don't know, not coming to stuff that you're inviting them to. They just might not rock with you like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just really what it is, man. It's a painful reality. And, you know, there was this article, and I want to get this gentleman's name correct before I shout him out. A nice article I read yesterday. Ricky O'Donnell from SB Nation. Follow him on Twitter, SBN_Ricky. He has a really good article he dropped about Lonzo Ball and how his injury has messed up things. It's actually called Lonzo Ball is Broken and the Bulls Are Too. Whew. And says the Lonzo's injury has left the Bulls at a fork in the road with two dead ends. Very depressing read, but a very good read. If I were you, I would check that read out, read it. It's very depressing. But Lonzo Ball, it was really the nail in the coffin, like his injury. Yeah. And I know on paper he's their fourth best player, but people don't understand Lonzo is like the Bulls' Draymond. Like,
yeah, he was the most important, I would say
The most important player. Like, they are 33-47 without Lonzo Ball. They have a record well over 500 with Lonzo Ball in there. Lonzo helped spread the floor. Lonzo's their best 3-point shooter.
I was about to say, he was pulling that motherfucker too. Damn.
Yeah, Lonzo's one of the best defenders, if not the best defender on the team. And Lonzo makes the job easier for Vooch, for DeMar, and for Zach. And let's just say we don't even know if he's coming back. I mean, there was video of him working out the other day, but Billy Donovan recently just said this nigga still can't walk up a flight of stairs. So at the bare minimum, let's say you get 20 games from him, he comes back after All-Star break, he's not going to be the same guy right away.
Oh, no. So oh, it's like, no.
There's so many things that got screwed up because of the injury, and that's just what it is. And now AKME, like we said, they got to find a way to turn this around, though, because the fans, I will say this about Chicago sports fans, we are loyal to the core, but I feel like we're in this era of Chicago sportship.
Yeah,
fansmanship, where fandom, my bad, well, we're not going to tolerate mediocrity.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched the game last night. United Center was not full, ladies and gentlemen. United Center was not full. And I've been in Chicago for a month finishing up these Bears
games.
That's
crazy.
It's actually been pretty good weather for December. So it's not like it was just cold and people want to stay home. United Center was not full.
Yeah, niggas ain't getting out their bed for that shit.
And look at the Cubs. They were having half filled arena. And this is the Cubs. So this is Chicago fandom in general were fed up. So if the Bulls, I feel like United Center was such a fun place to be last year. Like it was hopping once again. Everybody wanted to go to games.
Yeah, I feel like just go. I feel like it's never a bad time. Like, you know what I mean? Like one of my homegirls, you know, whenever she in the city, like she'll hit a Bulls game when she pull up. Like just on some like, oh, I'm back home. I'm back in the city.
Yeah, they're always fun. But last year the electricity was back for the first time since the D Rose years.
Yeah, and this season, like you said, like it just doesn't. It just don't even feel like niggas is gonna show up regardless. You know what I mean? Like in this, you know, I mean, I feel like we talked about that a while before, where it's like as long as the season ticket's selling out and the merch is selling, there was no real need to like change the team. But now it's like shit, bro. I'm not coming outside. You know, the pandemic changed a lot of shit. People couldn't come outside, and then now they're selective about when they come outside. So now
it costs $50 to leave your house.
Yeah, bro. Like it's gonna cost me so much money to leave my house that. You want me to come watch some shit that I know gonna make me mad when I leave my house?
No, cool. Purposely made me mad,
and I'm gonna be tired. Like nigga, we old, bro. I'm gonna be tired in the motherfucking. Bro, like, I gotta go park.
Run late.
I gotta walk to the shit and do this and be around. Like I'm not like that's a lot, bro. So you gotta really respect the arenas that are full or like close to capacity because people made a choice, nigga. They got up that day and made a choice. They made a choice last week. I'm going to that game. You know what I mean? So like, it's just. It's the Bulls are in a weird space right now. Like it's on all fronts. You know what I mean? And the product on the court, niggas ain't pulling up to that, bro. Like, come on.
It's not panic time, but it's about time the hand.
It's give a fuck time at least.
It's about time for the hand to hover around the panic button.
Yeah.
And AKME got to be aware of what's going on. And I'm sure they are. They're two smart gentlemen. And now, just like the next month, we got to watch from that, man. So we're going to wrap this episode up with realistic expectations. We just talked about our expectations for the rest of the month and what we think is going to happen. What's your expectation for the rest of the season, man?
My expectations for the rest of the season, if I'm just looking at the standings right now, I think that a couple teams are in a weird space. I think the Heat are better than they've showed. Like we talked about earlier, I think the 76ers are as well. So those are two teams you can probably bump up a little bit higher than where they are right now, respectively. I don't necessarily – I see us as a play-in team, to be honest. I see us as a play-in team that is going to win their play-in matchup. Like, I feel like we are going to win our play-in matchup no matter who we play because we got too much talent.
Oh, you're that confident about that? Okay.
I'm not confident about it only because it's like – in those play-in games, I feel like it comes down to – it kind of comes down to talent. In a real playoff series, it's going to come down to who's coached better, who's the better, you know, who's deeper, you know, and all that type of shit. But I see us as a playing team right now, dog. Like, you know, as of the day that we're recording this, I see us as a playing team, you know, finishing out the season as a playing team. Because I think when we talked a couple weeks ago, we spoke about it and it was like, bro, if y'all niggas is 500 at Christmas, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's going to be some, you know, it's whatever. And right now, it's looking like shit, 500 to be a gift. You know what I mean? 500 to be a blessing. Amazing. Yeah, absolutely it would be. You know,
especially at Christmas, I feel a lot better about real, this thing.
You see what I'm saying? So you see how shit, you know, switch. So to be honest, I see this as a plan. And then again, as of the day we're recording this, and no roster moves, no trades, no deals, no nothing, no additions, I see this as a playing team. Now, if we can add shooters, pencil me in, say some wild shit later. You know what I mean? But as of right now, playing at best.
This the phrase of this episode is if you want to be optimistic,
having said that,
if you want to be optimistic, there's only like four teams in the NBA really playing good basketball right now. It's Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, Cleveland Cavaliers, and like the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah.
So everybody else playing mediocre. So
and the Celtics looking like they might chip up.
Celtics ain't even got Robert Williams back. So you know,
I think he played a second of basketball.
He ain't played a second of basketball yet, and he unlocked another dimension for them. Yeah, so it's like different. And it's funny, the Bulls beat them twice, which is like...
And that's my problem. That's my problem because, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, just lose to them niggas, dog. Fuck it. Like, don't beat them and show me what you could be.
They beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee. When was the last time they did that?
Like, come on, bro. And then you go out there and have a nail biter with the Wizards. Like, come on, dog. Like, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me.
A fourth quarter lead against the Golden State Warriors.
Don't even talk about that game, dog. Don't even talk about it.
Like, come on, man. What are we doing, man? Like, it's just.
They live to piss us off. I promise you.
That's the mediocre stuff I'm talking about.
I feel like they tune into the pod and they be like, no, these niggas ain't spicy.
We going to make Scott Mariano upset.
Yeah, we got to do something to spice this up. And they go fuck up a couple games. They're like, yeah, we're going to get a good one next week.
That's how we going to do it.
Yeah.
But my expectations for this team is I have no expectations.
Okay.
I can know
George Costanza-ish.
Yeah, I have no expectations, bro. I still think they'll be I won't say I expect them. Obviously, I don't expect them to do anything. I still think they'll be a play-in team just because you got to be terrible to not be a after 82 games, not be one of the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference.
Dog.
Like, you got to be terrible. Like, so just off that. Now, unlike you, I'm not confident they win a play-in at all. I don't care who them niggas playing. They can play Indiana. I'm picking Indiana.
Maybe that's my bias picking there. Maybe that's my bias because I don't believe in them right now. But you put us in a playing game against anybody, I'm gonna be like, nigga, fuck them niggas. Like, we gonna win.
I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm betting on the other team.
You're a betting man.
Yeah, I'm not.
Money on it. Yeah.
I'm not.
If you ask me, all right, okay, so now let's separate it now. Because if you ask me to bet money on them niggas, I'm gonna tell you no. So I believe in them, but I don't believe in them enough to put no money on them. Put no skin in the game,
and like, that's really the question. That. We talk about how much faith you have in anybody.
I wouldn't bet on them niggas against anybody.
I wouldn't put $5 on them niggas.
Yeah, I wouldn't put another nigga $5 on it. Fuck $5. Yeah. I wouldn't put free money on it. I'm cool.
$5 is like in Joe Biden's America.
Yeah,
$5 is like a bag of chips.
Yeah, $5 can get you depending on the size of Red Bull you like. $5 can get you a Red Bull or something like that.
Just one.
although if you down here in the South and you at racetrack, yeah, man. They got the this motherfuckers high, buy two get one free. You feel me?
I went to this restaurant. I forgot the name. I was in Atlanta.
Okay,
it was 3 weeks ago at this point.
Yeah.
Time fly. 30-hour time in Atlanta, which I wanted to end at Blue Flame, but because I'm a good brother and my brother had to be home for his birthday dinner. I didn't.
You're
do
such
that.
A
that,
good guy. You're such a good
that
guy, Scott.
Would have been picking me up from the strip club
at
3 a.m. in the morning. And
probably
I gotta have you up.
Like, Scott, come on, man.
Literally.
Yeah, come on, bro.
But there was this bar and grill in Midtown that me and Dante went to. I don't remember the name. I knew I was in the South.
It sounded like a good time, though. It sounded like a good time. When you say bar and grill in Midtown, for anybody who lives in Atlanta or been down here, that sounds like a good time.
I knew I was in the South because I paid for a burger, very quality burger. I had a beer and a Jameson. With that burger and fries, I paid $35.
Let me guess. Oh, I was about to almost guess. Almost guess 30. So you still so 35. That's what I mean by it sounds like a good time because you could go out, bro. Listen, it's been so many times that me and my wife then just went out to go eat and just been like, yo, let me get that.
Atlanta looks like it's a good date city.
Yeah. Oh, it's an excellent date city because you can literally wing it. Depending on the place that you pick, you know what I mean? Because in some spots, you got to have reservations, you know, ain't no way around it. But you can wing it. You can pull up somewhere and just be like, you know what, fuck it. Let me get this. Let me get that. I'm going to get some drinks. We might do the dessert. At the end of the night, you get that tab and you like, oh, this was fuck Twitter, nigga. Nigga, we just ate for this. You know what I mean? Nigga, we ate good the night off of this. So, yeah. I knew you had a good time as soon as you
told
me.
And I got the paper towels. They put the paper towels. They gave me my alcohol, like one of them gas station cups. Yeah, I was like, I'm in the South.
Oh, yeah, you already know. That's
that
what I'm saying,
meal would have cost me $55 in Los Angeles.
Easily.
Two drinks is clearing $35. So it might be more.
If you would have went in there and said you wanted two drinks, they would have probably made you show ID with cash, nigga. Like, hey, you need to make sure you gonna give us $100 deposit right now. Matter of fact, fuck that.
Exactly.
Down here, yeah. No, you gonna eat good. You might have to deal with a little ism, you feel me? A little bit of that, you know what I mean? But you're going to eat good, though. What's more important to you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I, look, man, I'm not a fan of the South, but I love Atlanta.
That should have been, like, the motto and shit. You know what I mean? I'm not a fan of the South.
But I love Atlanta. Shout out to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're going to wrap the podcast up.
I want to shout out to motherfuckers who went out there and voted for Raphael Warnock because I went out there and voted. My wife went and voted. You know what I'm saying? We got up early, nigga. We made sure to be adults about
you
this.
You not
shit,
want Herschel Walker.
Ain't no way we gonna have this cotton candy brain ass nigga in the Senate, bro. Like, ain't no way. It just ain't no way, dog. For real.
I gotta give a shout out to Mercedes-Benz Stadium because
shit is beautiful.
I've been comparing, not only is it beautiful, but I've been comparing media spreads for food. Mm-hmm. Atlanta takes
oh no, that shit take the cake, bro. Right. We was shout out to my man Marlon, fellow Detroit nigga. We was up in the executive suites and all that. They played when the Lions came down here. Bro, listen, the service, the drinks, the food. Niggas felt like we was at home, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. Bro. I felt like we was at like one of my auntie's house or something like that. I was like God. Real, geez, real shit though.
Niggas had baked mac and cheese, like this black people mac and cheese. Greens, man, sauteed listen. Grilled chicken.
Yes.
There was an ice cream bar.
Yes.
Blizzy bar. There was a nacho bar. there was a Monte Cristo and like a panini bar. Yes. But let me see what blew my mind. These niggas had red velvet cookies.
Yeah. They
I have never in my black life seen a red velvet cookie.
Man, listen.
I was blown away.
You walk through Publix, it's gonna be a red velvet whole setup of cake, little cake slices and shit. So you know at the arena, at the stadium, they gonna have red velvet on deck. They know who coming to the game. I will say this, they know exactly their demographic and they know what to have on deck for sure. You can tell. Pay attention.
I love that arena. I can't wait to go back, man. But yeah, that just tell you how much the Bulls been relevant. We've been talking about food for the last 5-10 minutes. But
we're talking about shit we actually care about now.
Exactly. Not this basketball team. I think that's all I have to talk about for the Bulls.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, shit, to be honest, I ain't gonna lie. I think we did.
I'm surprised we got 51 minutes of this.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. I think we did a great service to the Bulls because I think we both came into this pod like,
this will be 25 minutes.
Yeah, like not really giving a fuck. And then, you know, obviously, like, because you're the homie, you know what I mean? Niggas is family at this point. Fuck the homies. Yeah. Niggas is family. So niggas gonna pull up and talk shit anyway, but we found the way to give a fuck about the Bulls, bro. Applaud us. Fuck them niggas. Applaud us.
Applaud us, nigga.
We found the way to give a fuck about the Bulls today, bro. That's an achievement.
A massive achievement. I mean, that's all we got for y'all today.
Yeah, that's that.
This will be the last episode of the year because Christmas is coming up. And after next week, I am doing nothing productive.
Man, what?
Look, I've got all my year-end meetings scheduled for the next 10 days.
And I feel like you probably got a cardboard cutout of Scott that's going to sit up there in the meetings, bro. Like,
yeah,
I feel like you're not even going to pin them off.
I almost want to do that. I've got I've got like two more meetings to do.
Yeah.
When December 19th comes, outside of going to Bears practice and going to Bears games, I will not be doing anything. You understand me? Until I touch back down to Los Angeles on January 3rd.
Bro, only niggas that don't, only niggas that pod a lot know how it feels to not have to pod, bro.
It's amazing.
It's like
we enjoy what we do.
I love it. I get excited when I gotta fire the MacBook up and plug the mic up and get the fucking lights and all. I get excited. But when I don't have to do it, I'm like, this blanket feels so warm.
I'm doing my man pod on Sunday because I was gonna call him out if he didn't on the pod there. If he didn't have me on. I'm like, damn.
Don't let that nigga tell you he was gonna call me out. He did call me out multiple times.
Loki, I'm calling him out right now.
Nigga said, "Hey man, you had all these guests, nigga. When I'm pulling up, and I'm like, bro, I didn't want to make it seem like I was giving a nigga the Varnell Hill shit.
I was honestly a guy.
If you were gonna be in Hollywood, you'd be on my show. Like, my nigga. Like, we ain't gonna
Hollywood.
Yeah. So the next episode. You know what I mean? The next episode of the main show. Because what I do now is every other episode is a sports show. I moved all the sports shit to a sports episode. So the odd number episodes, the sports show, main show, we got the real niggas on. You know what I mean?
You your flowers for what you're doing, man. I'm glad the pivot you've made on here, man.
I appreciate you, bro.
I love that. And I got to give a shout out to your producer, too. I like her graphics and everything she
does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to B, man. And B just celebrated a birthday recently, man. And she... B is one of them, man. B is definitely one of them. She's one of the goats. None of this shit is possible without her. So shout out to B always.
Shout out to her. So I'm looking forward to coming on the pod, man. So outside that on Sunday, nigga. I'm watching football, bro.
But that nigga said and paid it for it. Yo, we gonna talk. You know what I mean? When Mitch get out, we gonna talk.
We gonna talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I also gotta give a shout out to before we close up. Gotta give a shout out to my man Serge. I was in New York I went 2 weeks ago. Now
you did the damn thing in New York, boy. Hey, I man, saw
look
you,
at, dog. Look yeah, at, dog. Hey, man. I saw you, nigga. New York always shows me love, man. I love New York City.
Hey, nigga, you was out there like the real St. Patrick, nigga. For
yeah,
real,
I was out. The yeah,
theme song and all that. I was like, oh,
y'all,
this nigga.
Y'all saw the view.
I seen the view.
They say so this is a big yeah. mistake.
I gotta shout out Serge. That's his view. We was in Queens kicking it. Shout out my man Al Patron.
Shout out to QU. Shout out to Al, man. Shout
Al
out
died that night. Don't let him fool y'all.
I saw
Al
that shit
died
I...
that night.
Listen, man. Listen. Nigga. He can front all he want, man. Niggas know, man. Niggas
we
know
lost
what's up,
this
man.
Nigga. On our, we went to three spots on that Saturday night before the Jets game. We went to Al took us to a bar in Manhattan, and we had a very nice conversation with one of the owners, one of the founders of FUBU. We was parlaying. I had some New York pizza, which is very good. It's just not Chicago.
I knew you was going
to
say that.
And I want to say this, too, because Al was like, oh, see, we don't – I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. Chance said this, too. Chicago niggas don't eat deep dish. If it's not a graduation,
I ain't gonna lie,
somebody got out of jail.
Deep dish piece of fire. I don't get why niggas special... be smoking. Anyway, though, I do want to say, y'all eat the thin crust. I know y'all, crust, fuck with the thin crust.
The tavern style is the king in Chicago.
Absolutely.
I love New York pizza. I love it. It's just not better than that. But we had all that. We went to, you know, we were with Pavi, so we went to a Soul House. We went to Dumbo House.
Yeah.
And I thought I met the love of my life for like an hour. But that's a discussion.
Oh, you had the New York experience then. That's the New York experience.
Bro.
Yeah.
Look, bro, I was like, yeah, I feel like horrible. Excuse me, miss video.
Yeah.
But
before I jump out the window. What's your name?
Yeah, it didn't work out that way, but I digress. But
crazy.
And Al, like, you know how you can tell your homie is like on the edge, like he's gonna be gone in a minute.
Absolutely.
We had to almost carry him out of Dumbo House, like. Like the Uber pulled up and
Al
I was like,
Pierce.
Come on, bro. Do you need me to help you in the Uber?
Yeah.
And then we went to a party in Brooklyn after and we lost him. Like we literally lost him. I didn't know where he went. And he texted me like, oh, I took Uber back to the crib. So yeah, we had a great time in New York. I don't remember anything
from that
Jets Bears game.
Yeah.
Because Justin didn't play and I had the worst hangover in my 30s. But I had a good time. So I just want to shout out Sir, shout out Al, shout out my
Queens,
homie Steve,
man.
Shout out the Queen, shout out.
I gotta
to
get back to New York soon, man. Oh, I gotta get back to New York.
I'll be back again because what I'm gonna start doing is when I come home, I'm just gonna New York because it's a closer and cheaper flight.
Yeah.
But
hell yeah.
So all we got for y'all today, episode 38, last episode of the year because Christmas is coming up. So we'll be back with y'all sometime early January, but of course, Mariano's still gonna have his pod. Y'all can check that out.
You know,
multiple throw shows I did. I'm not gonna hold you before we recorded today. We got a new episode of that. I'm talking about Deion, I'm talking about Brittany Griner getting released, talking about Lakers Nets, NFL, whole thing.
Yes.
Check it out.
Yes, shout out nigga. Yes, fuck with all of the shows, dog. Listen, man.
All the shows, man.
I love what you do. You know what I mean? Like we talk all the time, though. You know what I mean?
All the time, bro.
Love what you do, dog. I'm glad you're doing this shit, dog. I'm proud of you, my nigga. Like anytime this shit drop, I'm fucking with it. I'm tuning in, I'm retweeting, and I'm sharing it, all that shit, bro. Cause you know, niggas need more voices like this in the culture, dog, for real. Yeah. Like niggas who actually give a fuck, and niggas who actually gonna talk that shit for real. You know what I mean? So
more power to us, my nigga. January 1st be 5-year anniversary of Barbershop Network.
More power to us, my nigga. I remember the conversation we had when you was talking about starting this shit.
Yeah,
man. A nigga hit me up and said, "Nigga, hey man, I'm thinking about top of the year. I'm gonna do this." I said, "Nigga, I'm in, nigga. I don't give a fuck what you doing. I'm in." You know what I mean?
Definitely, man.
And look up now, nigga. Like we here, 2022 going to 2023. This shit popping, shit bigger than ever. You know what I mean?
It's on the horizon. People.
Yeah, that's
we got
it,
a lot
nigga.
Of stuff in the works. So keep in tune for that. Mariano, let them know they can get in tune with you, bro.
Oh man, y'all niggas already know, man. Listen, at Mariano on Twitter, two N's, two O's. It's the holiday season. I've been probably telling your aunt no if she asked me for money. I don't know. It depends on how she treats me.
Being stingy,
you know,
for the holidays.
Yeah, I may be, man. I may be a little, you know what I mean, Scrooge McDuck and all that. You are. You know, Instagram at Mariano Bivens. You know, all the social media shit is out there, man. Tune into the show, all for the love. That's that on that, man. You know what I mean?
Definitely, man. You know, to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Barbershed Scott. Follow the Barbershed Network at Barbershed Net. Subscribe to Patreon, patreon.com/Barbershed Network. Of course, we got all our three different tiers. If you just want summer sessions, check out the summer sessions tier. Even though this week's episode is free, so you can check it out on the main feed. We have a
better
nice.
Hurry up.
Nice, because you know, or my brother likes to call me Bootstrap Scott. That's his new name.
We got the same 24 Scott.
Yeah, we got the same 24 hours. I'll be back to my capitalist behaviors on Monday and put it behind the paywall.
At least you took a break from it. I respect that.
I give y'all a little break for the holiday. Yeah, I'm feeling festive. Yeah, so yeah. Check that out. And we've been posting a lot of stuff on the 79th and Hallis still. We've got 3 locker room interviews. My brother interview. We interviewed Jack Sanborn, Velus Jones, Elijah Hicks. Check that out. Of course, my on-the-field post-game recaps. Check that out. And if you want all of the stuff, subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network. All access, $10, man. We're going to have a new episode of Cinema with the Guys dropping next week with me and my bro. Joe going to be talking about everything Marvel, everything Star Wars. Check that out. And the BCNet.com, man. So we out of here, man. Me and Mariana, we'll holler at y'all in the new year, man. Y'all have a good holiday. Enjoy yourselves. Yes. We out.